This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us on this live Thursday, already the fifth day. Hard to believe, of November 2015. We have a lot of key information, obviously, to cover today. Ron Paul is joining us with big news on campaign 2016 and more today. But look at the front page of DrudgeReport.com. We reported on this yesterday. Video, potty-mouthed kids trash Trump. And it's the video itself where the little kid's wearing a shirt that says deport racism. So, again, if you deport anyone, even a felon, it's racism. But when Mexico or China deports somebody, it's A-OK. And just the arrogance and the entitlement. I mean, if I was going to make a video to blow up in someone's face, it would be this. It has little kids cussing and flipping people off, exploiting children. Paul Watson did an article yesterday about feminists at a university exploiting like 4, 5, 6, 7, 8-year-old kids. They run the gamut. Little girls basically making foul mouth statements as well and talking about rape culture and don't rape me and all this stuff. I mean, this is just a group of really aggressive weirdos who don't produce anything or don't do anything but just endlessly complain that people are oppressing them. I mean, it's really starting to get old. Now, we can't obviously play this video because there's so much cussing in it. Actually, can we edit that out? Can we bleep that out? That's coming up. Our report is up on DrudgeReport.com. Speaking of the Drudge Report video, Hungarian Prime Minister calls migrant influx a treasonous, this is a quote, treasonous conspiracy to marginalize nation states. A deliberate conceptual project which could be described as left-wing. And that is exactly what it is. And you have Russia coming out and the government coming out, Putin coming out and saying global warming and man-made climate change, anthropogenic climate change, is a weapon system to shut down nation states and bankrupt select countries and starve people. Because that's what the globalists say it's for in the Club of Rome and Agenda 21, the UN Treaty. So all these leaders are doing is actually quoting what the enemy is saying. But this is a major sea change because it is so sensational they're saying they're turning the lights out, except for themselves, to consolidate power. It's so sensational that they're trying to reduce population. It's so sensational that they're doing it to destroy the family that the average person just won't respond back to the enemy's arrogant attack because it's so over the top. Well, the good news is leaders around the world are now speaking out, and it is devastating to the enemy. Speaking of devastating to the enemy, over the weekend, well, from the day it happened, we began to report that clearly a plane doesn't blow up in midair and strewn itself over a mile unless there was a missile or a bomb. A.K.A. Flight 93. The state police said there was a big explosion and it was strewn over 8 miles. And they spun the whole deal and showed one crater where a piece of the plane went in and said that was it. And it disappeared into the ground like Bugs Bunny down a rabbit hole. Well, now the U.K. Prime Minister, now military experts, the CIA, they're all saying, obviously, this is as of last night, that yes, clearly it was a bomb. Because radar and satellites didn't pick up a missile. And ISIS released a video and then blew the video up. It was at a great distance. We're showing video of it. The day after it happened, that day they took credit. I mean, what do you think they're going to do because Russia is standing up to them in their head-chopping operation? So they're calling this the biggest terror attack since 9/11, 224 people dead, and they're spinning it like on Fox News, CNN, that we need to work with the Russians to stop ISIS. This is the globalist creation attacking the Russians, and I wouldn't be surprised if Obama didn't give the order himself to have the bomb loaded on.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Alex Jones here. InfoWarsStore.com is now partnering with the top-of-the-line storable food company, My Patriot Supply, to bring you the highest quality, freshest, longest-lasting, most affordable storable foods, private labeled, from InfoWarsSelect.com at the lowest price you're going to find anywhere. The globalists want us dependent. We need to be self-sufficient. And if you don't have high-quality, long-lasting storable foods, I believe you're making a huge mistake. My goal is to find the best deals and bring it to you. Now is the time to take action and to secure your pantry for any emergency. You can buy all the great My Patriot Supply products at InfoWarsStore.com. They're the exact same products inside InfoWarsSelect.com. Visit InfoWarsSelect.com or InfoWarsStore.com today to check out the amazing deals for yourself. Secure you and your family's needs today at InfoWarsStore.com with InfoWars Select. That's InfoWarsSelect.com or 888-253-3139.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
We love that you're passionate about GCN. And whether you're a listener, a business owner, or a radio industry professional, we've redesigned the new GCN newsletter to keep you in the know. Get updates on your favorite GCN shows and hosts. Go to GCNlive.com and click on the banner in the upper left corner. Just for signing up, you're automatically entered for monthly giveaways. Start receiving your newsletter today. The future of talk radio. GCN.
Another world.
Another time.
Another time.
In the age of wonder.
In the age of wonder. Another world. Another time. His life was green and good.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Well, things are just getting more interesting by the minute, aren't they, as we plunge into the century of world government, century of technocratic, scientific dictatorship. It was pretty easy to predict when we watched the West turn loose Al-Qaeda 5 years ago in Libya to then take over the country, and 5 years later it is a completely failed state. Hundreds of thousands are dead. Any black person caught in the country, even though it is Africa, is basically murdered, whether they're Muslim or not, because the radical Wahhabists are extremely anti-black. So I don't get why so many black people join Wahhabist Islam, but whatever. If you like being called horrible names and being sold into slavery and called subhuman, I understand. It's trendy. I mean, look how the left and feminists love radical Muslims and head chopping and sexual mutilation and wearing bags over their heads, and they hate the less that empowered women. I understand. You're sick freaks. I get it. But we knew then that they were going to turn al-Qaeda loose in Syria and Iraq and everywhere else, that the West was funding them and working with Saudi Arabia, NATO, Turkey, and others. And now it's just out in the open. The Russians, a month and a half ago, called the bluff and sent in hundreds of fighter bomber aircraft and began 60 missions a day on average, and began within a few weeks decimating the al-Qaeda forces known as ISIS and began to break up their supply chain lines out of Iraq and Turkey. They invade from two different points, from the southeast and from the northwest, linking up, and the Russians just blew up their command and control facilities. And undoubtedly, CIA personnel in the major cities, that was the first strike. And now you've seen the strike back by the Muslim Brotherhood slash ISIS slash al-Qaeda, all the same Wahhabist group, the same Sunni organization. Remember last year, the Saudi prince, Bandar Bush is his nickname, threatened the Olympics and said, if you don't stay out of Syria, we're going to attack your transportation and your Olympics and your capital. And the Saudis announced 2 weeks ago, they said, we're going to counterstrike the Russians. Russia, be prepared for our response. And it'll probably be more Russian airplanes blown up. And then our sickening, over-the-top, evil collaborator, occupied, captured government has the nerve to go on every major channel from Voice of America to CNN to Fox News to the Associated Press and say, we're with Russia in this time of pain when ISIS, al-Qaeda, linked groups blow up your passenger plane. We're with you in this fight. Knowing that's nothing but PR for the American people who are supporting Russia fighting back against ISIS that's been attacking targets in the Russian-held states of Chechnya and other areas. So this is pure PR for the politically inept, politically illiterate, politically lobotomized, politically dumb American people. And I don't mean the large minority of Americans that are politically aware and involved. Some of the most politically informed, involved folks in the world are in America, and people listen to us all over the planet because they know we're informed. They know you're informed. But there is a large minority in this country that does not know what planet they're on. And there's another large minority, together they make a majority, that only knows a little bit, enough to get themselves in trouble. But this is asymmetrical warfare against the Russians. It's what Soros has run. It's what the NATO forces have run. It's what the Saudi Arabians have done. It's what they've openly threatened them to do. I mean, Saudi clerics just last week called for a jihad against Russia in Syria and to back ISIS. That's RT. We covered it. And it's starting. It's happening. It's going on. Some people will say, well, how do you know it's on a Russian false flag? Because the Russians would have had some patsy to blame and would have had some direction to go. The Russians are already involved in operations they've been forced into that are meant to bankrupt them. In Ukraine, in Chechnya, in Georgia, in Syria. Yeah, there's an article right there from this last week from Breitbart. It was also in the Associated Press. Saudis, ISIS, al-Qaeda agree. Time for jihad against Russia. The head of al-Qaeda 4 days ago, 5 days ago, 1 day before this plane got blown up, came out and said, we will now strike you. We must all come together against Russia. So it's a bunch of ragtag Wahhabi Sunni groups, but they do take their marching orders from their different religious leadership that takes its marching orders from Saudi Arabia, Turkey, and others that fund them. And a day after it happened, hours after it happened, they took credit. And they said it was a bomb on board. But the day after, they released a video we're showing right now of the plane being blown up from the central cargo hold. Somebody, I would say prime suspect, they're saying suicide bomber. They're saying, no, prime suspect, someone that worked at the airport loading a bomb on the plane in a package in a suitcase. It was a big bomb. And that's what the British intelligence is saying. UK leader, more likely than not, bomb brought down Russian plane. CIA started saying that last night as well. Again, we said it the day it happened. I have the Kurt Nemo article right here, where he goes over all of it. Evidence reveals bomb took down Russian flight. That's from the 2nd. He also wrote it on the 1st when it happened. And then, of course, it's now being reported on the 4th and 5th by the CIA and British intelligence. ISIS, this is October 31st. This is when it happened. Releases video of alleged Russian airplane midair explosion after it claims responsibility for disaster. And I'm not bragging, hey, we told you first, or Zero Hedge told you first, or WorldNet Daily told you first, or Drudge Report told you first. It's just a fact that that's not hard to predict or hard to know. And when our media sat there and our government sat there and said, gee, we don't know what happened, it's the same ridiculous garbage like Flight 93 saying it blows up at 30,000 feet and it's strewn over 8 miles, and then they concoct some story about let's roll because they know people want to buy it and want to think Americans would have fought back against hijackers. Of course Americans would have fought back against hijackers. Some guy stands up with box cutters on a plane with me, I'm going to beat the living snot out of him or die trying. And most Americans, most people are like that. You can go to a park and walk up to some little guy and start shoving him and pushing him and hitting him. At least in my day, they'll get up and start fighting you back. No, what we were told happened on 9/11 didn't happen, ladies and gentlemen. We don't know exactly what happened, but it is as phony as Bill Clinton when he gives you a promise. So what is Russia going to do about this is the big question. Well, Putin's approval rating's gone up. Even opposition parties that weren't supporting Putin now are. And they're circling the wagons, and if I was Putin, I'd just come out and say, these people are casualties of terror by people that want to intimidate us, and we're not going to remove Russian freedoms. We're not going to grope you in the airports like they do in America. We're going to find out who did this, and we're going to kill them. And that's why when they had the minister, the interior minister, on television hours after the plane was blown up on Halloween, hours after that happened, he was on television. In fact, we've got to pull that video back up, shaking. Because they know that Egypt's the most populous country in the Middle East. I know it's in Africa, but if you count it as an Arab nation, it's the most populous. And it is a time bomb of trying to feed the people, a time bomb of trying to keep jobs. Egypt's tried to have a stable, good country. It's tried to have a free country. It's done its best with radical outsiders trying to destabilize it. And then our government 4 years ago removed Hosni Mubarak, our ally, and put the Muslim Brotherhood in, that is Al-Qaeda, to blow up hundreds of churches, crucify Christians upside down, murder Shiite Muslims and others, until 15 million people hit the streets demanding they be removed. Remember, jihadis were attacking military bases. And Anderson Cooper of the Central Intelligence Agency would get up on television when they removed Mubarak and said that the Muslim Brotherhood were heroes and freedom fighters. And he says the same thing about the Syrian fighters for 4 years. And the same thing. It's so sick to watch our government run by foreign banks who then openly finance jihadists that have killed 300,000 people conservatively in Syria, most of them Christians, and caused 1 million to flee, and now 1.8 million are all that's left in one of the oldest Christian nations in the world where they've lived in peace for 2,000 years, one of the oldest Christian communities in the world after Israel and after Rome. I mean, think about it. They sit around in boardrooms and put people into countries that blow up every Catholic and every Christian and every Orthodox church they find, and they sit there and throw the priest off the top of the churches laughing with U.S. weapons. That's who runs our government. And now the people they control have blown up a Russian jet airliner.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined, from where we shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves, but this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at dollardanger.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to dollardanger.com. Again, that's dollardanger.com.
Who's among the worst at keeping your data private? The Electronic Frontier Foundation Privacy Report says it's AT&T. AT&T customers need to know this when calling the Alex Jones 24-7 Listen line at 1-605-562-9000. Big Brother is listening. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call the Alex Jones 24-7 Listen line on any phone, but please don't use AT&T. For everyone else, bookmark Alex Jones Listen line number today, 1-605-562-9000. That's 1-605-562-9000.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day. But growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Just recently, we've witnessed some of the most catastrophic disasters in history. Be sure to prepare yourself with great-tasting, high-quality, GMO-free food that has a 25-year shelf life. Of course, we're talking about the foods from SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. And don't forget, the human body needs up to 3 quarts of water every day to remain healthy and hydrated. So check out our water bricks at SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. Go to SurvivalFoodAlliance.com or call 877-223-1776.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period, with packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Why would you go anywhere else? KD offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water purification kit for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
Look at some of these incredible headlines up on drugsreport.com. Scientists studying 5-year-old savant displaying signs of telepathy. Continuing, Pentagon spends millions paying pro sports teams to honor soldiers at games. I always told you that was staged and paid for. Now they admit it. Rumblings of Super Bowl boycott after Houston LGBT measure rejected. We'll boycott it. We're not going to have men in women's bathrooms, man. People just want to jack with everybody. Latino group puts bounty on Trump's SNL outburst. We're going to cover that. More than 81,000 illegal alien children placed throughout the U.S. communities just in the last year. Michigan, country's first Muslim-majority city council elected. We're going to play the potty-mouth kid trash Trump video connected to Hillary funding, which wants people to then infiltrate Saturday Night Live and take it over and attack Trump. You know, I'm so sick of everybody fighting with each other. I don't like racism. I don't like how political correctness is stirring up a clash of civilizations. I want everybody to live in peace. But it's not the responsibility of this country to open up its borders, and it's pure globalism to collapse our country. That's what's happening in Europe. This is how these big banks are conquering the world. They've already conquered Latin America, Africa, Asia with political slavery and economic slavery, backed up with paramilitary force. And now they're conquering us with divide and conquer. And I'm going to be breaking that down coming up. But getting back to this Russia situation, I've seen different numbers, but some numbers are as high as 70% since the Western-backed Arab Spring took over Egypt. I want to go to Egypt. My parents want to go to Egypt. In fact, my next trip, I intend to go to Egypt and go to Israel. And the politically correct Nazis, they have their own political correctness where they control reality and make stuff up all day. I'm sure they'll say, he's going to Israel to get his orders and all this mental illness. Now, I'm going to go to Israel to see an incredibly historical place. I'd love to go to Syria. Talk about historical. Went to Rome earlier this year. Amazing. Of course, to get my Vatican orders as well. But it is just such a big deal to have this Russian airliner blown up, and it will only cripple their tourism industry. And listen, Texas has oil. Texas has crops. Texas has manufacturing. Some of the only steel mills in the country are in Texas. But if our tourism got hit 70%, it would really hurt this state. And we don't really rely on tourism. Towns like Austin do. We're a major tourist destination now all over the world. They fly direct here from London, England, you name it. I'll be in foreign airports and come to Austin, come see the big destination. Imagine if the area you live in is turned into people, turned over to people that burn down churches and cut people's heads off for no reason, and that blow up and attack buses full of Western tourists. And these jihadis do this because they want to bring down the government that's somewhat secular and lets women go to college, and they don't want Westerners there, and they want to squat in dirt huts and have harems of women that can't even talk. And if they dare try to get a job, they pour acid on their face. And then our government doesn't bring the doctors and scientists and astronomers and physicists here from the Middle East. They got plenty of smart people. Oh, no, they don't get visas. They bring the unwashed jihadis from the worst places here because they know they won't assimilate. They will run around and complain and get in everybody's faces and bully other Muslims into submitting to their radical form of Islam. There is what you could call modern reformed Islam. And I am not an enemy of that. But I am an enemy of a middle-aged template from the Middle East being projected through religion onto the West and the Renaissance. And the West has got its own problems, but let me tell you, we got over being in the Dark Ages 500 years ago. And it's time the Middle East get out of them as well. The big problem is the West doesn't want them to get up on their feet because they are smart. They do have high IQs. They are inventive, and they don't want the competition. Only selective areas like Dubai and Saudi Arabia are allowed to develop under the New World Order system. Hell, they can build the most high-tech cities in the world, have the lowest crime rates, you name it, and have the sheiks go to strip bars all night. But everywhere else, the people are oppressed. Well, Russia is going to strike back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Alex Jones here. InfoWarsStore.com is now partnering with the top-of-the-line storable food company, My Patriot Supply, to bring you the highest quality, freshest, longest-lasting, most affordable storable foods, private labeled, from InfoWarsSelect.com at the lowest price you're going to find anywhere. The globalists want us dependent. We need to be self-sufficient. And if you don't have high-quality, long-lasting, storable foods, I believe you're making a huge mistake. My goal is to find the best deals and bring it to you. Now is the time to take action and to secure your pantry for any emergency. You can buy all the great My Patriot Supply products at InfoWarsStore.com. They're the exact same products inside InfoWarsSelect.com. Visit InfoWarsSelect.com or InfoWarsStore.com today to check out the amazing deals for yourself. Secure you and your family's needs today at InfoWarsStore.com with InfoWarsSelect. That's InfoWarsSelect.com or 888-253-3139.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order two bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Waging war.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
So what's going on, ladies and gentlemen, is a double-edged game. British intelligence is on record, probably more than anybody, funding ISIS and Al-Qaeda. The leader of the 7/7 bombing, a SWAT, was MI6. That came out on Fox News, but I can play the clip. Just type in head of 7/7 bombings, MI6. You'll get Reuters, AP, BBC, Fox News. I've had John Loftus, former head of anti-terrorism in the Justice Department, on to talk about it. We should get Loftus back on. He's a good guest. I mean, this is really going on. So Cameron comes out and says, how dare ISIS do this? We believe it's ISIS. We stand with Russia against this. Because they know full well they have funded ISIS with NATO, the United States, Turkey, and others, Saudi Arabia with the money. For 4 or 5 years, they just started calling it ISIS in the last year and a half. And then the White House comes out and says, yeah, looks like it's ISIS. Boy, we're upset. We better, you know, crack down on people's rights here in America for the very threat they've helped embolden. I thought Al-Qaeda, you know, 2 years ago was gone and defeated. And now it's just back bigger than ever, working with ISIS, the same group. Now it's got a multi-100,000-man army. So they get to take Western liberties because of this threat. They get to roll out more naked body scanners. They've got all these different jihad groups that aren't even controlled by the West. They were bred. They were created. Like I said, if you bred and raised 100 black widows and then went and dumped them in your neighbor's bedroom during the day, knowing they'd go underneath the bed during the sunlight and come out at night and bite you. Do you run the black widows? Do you control them? No. Did you breed them? Did you dump them in the bed? Yes. Same thing with a rattlesnake. It's like, do you control an ampule of pure cyanide? Does it love you? Does it have a consciousness? Does it follow your orders? No. But if you put it in somebody's iced tea and they take one drink, they're going to die in 60 seconds. Flopping around on the ground, biting their tongue off. And so you're still 100% guilty of the black widow, of the rattlesnake, of the cyanide, if it kills the person. So the way the West is acting, it's almost like they may not have ordered the Muslim Brotherhood, ISIS, al-Nusra, al-Qaeda, all the same people to do this, because the West is really distancing itself from this. Or is it more of the cynical double-edged game of, hey, we didn't do this, we didn't do this. I've told you over and over again that the ISIS forces and al-Qaeda forces they've turned loose will start blowing up jet airliners, and I predicted they'll start doing it with Stinger missiles. And so everybody's saying this is a bomb, and satellites didn't pick it up, and radar didn't pick up a missile. I looked into that. A lot of times radar doesn't pick up a small missile. And I looked into something else. It could have been somebody there working inside the airport that did it. The British intelligence says they're going to stop flying British flights probably out of that airport. They think, common sense, that it would probably be somebody on the ground. It's easier to do that than to smuggle a bomb on board. You just, an inside job, you load a bomb in a suitcase or a briefcase or a backpack. Or you load it in with a food shipment that's being put on board the plane in a compartment. But Clapper came out the day after it happened and said ISIS might be able to shoot down aircraft with surface-to-air missiles. That was in Sputnik News. But he made the quote to U.S. reporters. Made the statement. So this could be a missile. I'm not saying that. We obviously know it didn't just blow up on its own now. I mean, day one we knew that. But see, they don't want people panicking over the thousands of surface-to-air missiles that the jihadis now have, and they could be holding people hostage and saying, if Russia and the U.S. and others don't start paying us and don't let us take over part of Syria and Iraq and set up our caliphate, we will shoot down 10 jetliners next week, 20 the next, and 30 the next, 100 the next. And I said this probably 100-plus times and told folks to mark down the dates of it. I don't know if we did. On the show the last few years since Benghazi, saying this would end up happening, and it looks like we're now entering that area. See, there's a lot of stuff going on behind the scenes that we're not being told about. But I know how these groups operate. I know their mindset. But whether it was a bomb, altitude-triggered bomb, or whether it was a missile, the main suspects are the Saudi Arabian Sunni Wahhabist running rampant all over the world, from Indonesia to Iraq to the United States. And when they shoot up an Army-Navy recruiting center, when they shoot up a Marine Corps recruiting center, when they shoot up a Dallas suburb of Garland, what does the media say? They were Muslims, but it's not connected to terror. But every couple of years, some lunatic into a death cult, it's always the same. They're always obsessed with weird comic books that are into death. That's just the M.O. That's the criminology. They've had maybe once every couple of years some group go out and shoot cops or go out and shoot people, and then they continuously connect them out of their hard drive to visiting Infowars.com or Tea Party USA, and then they go on the news and say, listeners of Alex Jones killed cops in Vegas. But when it's actual jihadists saying on their Facebook, I'm doing this for the caliphate, I'm doing this, then it's, oh, no, that's not related or connected or anything else. It's no, it's the Tea Party's fault. So I asked the question. Ron Paul is coming up at the bottom of the next hour, but I want to open the phones up on this situation with police, military, former military, airline people, security folks. I want to get your take. I mean, do you think I'm wrong in any way? And what do you think Russia's response is going to be? And my gut just tells me that there are ransoms going out right now. That's just, nobody else is saying that. My gut tells me they wanted those thousands of missiles. They wanted Stevens out of the way. I mean, we know this. So that they could do whatever they wanted with those missiles. And it was something big. And I said, is it hold the West hostage and create some global crisis in the future? Or is it a covert plan to threaten to bring passenger liner traffic to a standstill in many regions, which would devastate the economy? So you don't have to wait for Spectre to come out in a few weeks to go watch an action-adventure movie with evil organizations manipulating. In the real world, that's what's going on. And I'm just sitting back watching this, and I think there's more than meets the eye beneath the surface. I mean, we know there is. But my gut tells me there's ransoms going on here. My gut tells me the Muslim Brotherhood is telling the Egyptian government, you're going to let us come back to power, or we're going to blow up five more jet airliners in Egypt alone in the next month, and then you're not going to have any money coming in, and the economy's going to implode. We're going to cut the golden goose's head off. I mean, some estimates are half of Egypt's economy is tourism. The rest is obviously agrarian. It's a farming culture. And they've got a giant young population. It is a time bomb. And it came out in Egyptian courts. They have the documents that Obama's family out of Kenya, just south of Egypt, is quarterbacking, key term, running the Muslim Brotherhood operations in that country. And now the State Department and others are saying, could it be connected? That article's on Infowars.com. Could it be connected to the Muslim Brotherhood? And is that why Obama is so silent? Is Obama now being held hostage? Let's look at some of these headlines up on Infowars.com. Piers Morgan, ISIS will nuke America. Remember Obama said the one thing he's worried about is a nuke going off in Manhattan? Now, how about Obama nukes America and declares a civil emergency? Video, Hungarian Prime Minister calls migrant influx a treasonous conspiracy to marginalize nation states. Bingo, 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 you win the prize, blue ribbon. Neocon warmonger expects extraordinarily massive, that's Steve Watson's headline, military retaliation by Putin against ISIS over Russia plane crash. You know, I don't like Bolton, and Bolton was a warmonger and did help lie about Iraq and what happened there, but I don't even know if the statement warmonger even means anything. The former ambassador to the UN, the former U.S. ambassador to the UN expects a huge response from Russia. That's, and then you can add in there that he's a warmonger. The point is he's probably right. There it is. Source, Obama fears Muslim Brotherhood linked to downing of Russian airliner. He fears it? They took credit for it. Who do you think the Muslim Brotherhood is? It is the Sunnis. And I don't mean every Sunni Muslim is a bad person. Look at Syrian girl. Her family are exiles out of Syria. They don't like Assad, but they're against breaking the country up and killing everybody. It's radical Islam run by Saudi Arabia who wants to dictate Islam to everybody else. Obama's brother's linked directly to the Muslim Brotherhood. His cousin. He had it in a memo to his cousin when he was a senator. He said, have riots be staged, Odinga, all over the country, and then they'll give you a position in the government. They made a prime ministership for him. And that's what they're threatening now with Quentin Tarantino. And look, I had a lawyer in here yesterday that's suing the Austin Police Department over a detective killing somebody in cold blood. And the guy should just admit he broke down and is mentally ill, probably. I'm just saying it seems like he's crazy. You know, witnesses were there. The guys had to admit it, just got him down on his knees and shot the guy in the back of the head for just no reason. We expose bad cops. But statistically, police kill, what is it, about 400, 500 people a year? I mean, back in the 70s and 60s, it was thousands a year because there were shootouts and violence, and cops have always had some bad people. There's always been problems, and we expose that. But Quentin Tarantino, with the movies he puts out, like Django Unchained and all of this, is torture porn, race porn, exploitation porn, and it is designed 100% to create racial division. And I happen to know folks that have worked with Robert Rodriguez's best buddy and that are connected to Tarantino, and they meet with Obama, they meet with the Weinstein brothers. They have an agenda and are given the funding to create racial division. I mean, that's obvious now, but I told you about it years ago. Robert Rodriguez hates me so much that if you even mention my name to him, he begins exploding in anger. I was told this on the set of Scanner Darkly. Back when Rodriguez was still married, his ex-wife was a listener. He hates white people so much he left his Hispanic wife for white women. But his Hispanic wife is a big listener, co-owner of his studios, that she tried to give him some of my films, and he had a complete meltdown. And he's been in the newspapers attacking me. Because I know the White House funds him to put out movies that show good old boys shooting pregnant Hispanic women. That's not going on, brother, that we can even find. Are 100,000 Mexicans getting killed by other corrupt Mexicans? Do they catch people coming across the border that have already paid to be coyoted in, and then they torture them to death and suck money out of their family? Oh, but that's not in your film, is it? Because you're too cool hanging out with all the South Texas El Jefes, aren't you? The truth is, you all think it's real fun to wear your fancy cowboy hat and your boots and fly around in helicopters and hang around with all the rich Mexicans. We know who they are, don't we? And then you make a movie where white people are shooting Mexicans in the stomach, don't you? Of course, you don't make a movie where white CIA agents are helping destabilize the country and part of it. Those are the white people involved. No, no, no. Or Hispanics being forcibly injected with Gardasil that basically sterilizes them. No, 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 no. See, he doesn't hate me because I'm white. He hates me because I know who he is. He's a dirtbag. Just like Quentin Tarantino. Am I against Tarantino because he went and said some of these blacks are getting murdered by crazy cops? Absolutely. There's bad cops. It's going on. They're getting indicted in many areas. Cop shot that black guy in the back at the park, got caught on video, indicted. And he better get convicted. That cop's crazy. That cop's a trigger-happy murderer. But cops aren't murderers like Tarantino said in the speech, that the police are murderers, and now he's doubled down since the boycott, and he says they're white supremacists. That's right. Let me tell you, I've had crazy black cops, crazy Hispanic cops, crazy white cops, and I'm not stereotyping. My main problem has been female cops. There's been some cool ones, too, but, man, most of my problems have been with just chip on their shoulder, female cops just want to get in my face. I'm a nice guy, unless you're trampling on my rights. What we have is some jerks and control freaks that have been given murderous training. But here's the deal. Quentin Tarantino knows full well what he's doing. He is financed by the government through Hollywood, whether his films make money or not. A lot of them are losers now. To go out there and stand around with a bunch of sad black women who've lost their sons and to basically push his film that's coming out. It's backfiring. He doesn't care. He knows his audience. He knows Hollywood and the White House backing. The same White House through Soros and Sharpton funding all this anti-cop stuff. It's all part of the weaponization of the media. But here's the good news. You know how I got the script of Machete 3 months before it came out, and then Rodriguez said that's not the script. Of course, it was the exact script. He lied in the Associated Press. I got it from a Hispanic person high up in his organization who thought it was extremely racist and who told me, he's meeting with the White House. He's got a whole channel coming out. It's meant to create division. It's sick. That's all I can tell you. I can't tell you more. Because the average Hispanic person sits around in a boardroom hearing about getting people to fight with each other and gets very upset. This is sick. This is evil. This is premeditated warfare. And Lord knows there's some bad cops out there that deserve punishment. And they get away with a lot of stuff in corrupt jurisdictions. But, man, let me tell you, the globalists don't want to start a war with the police to help this country or get justice. They want to burn this country down just like they did Ukraine to bring in tyranny. And they'll use any factions they can to do it. Quentin Tarantino walked over to me one time. I went and saw The French Connection. It was also The Exorcist that was showing after it. It was the same director. And I was a fan of The French Connection. So I went and saw it. And Tarantino marched over to me. I said, "What are you doing here?" Just stomped on me. I mean, just talk about... The guy's really a no-talent. He made one good movie, Pulp Fiction. I mean, he really is a joke.
Earthquake, floods, winter storms, prolonged power outages, or war. Each of us have had that moment when we recognize that we need to be better prepared. We typically do the same thing. We start with food storage, then we address the need for water. But have you considered heat storage? I'm talking about staying warm in the cold. Here are some things for you to consider. How will I keep my family warm? The standard answers are firewood, coal, or propane. But the problem with that, if you need to be on the move, is you can't take it with you. Another concern? There may come a time when you need to stay warm without smoke, like in times of war. There may even come a time when you can't burn fuel. The answers may be simpler and less costly than you think. For these answers, go to FortressClothing.com. Again, FortressClothing.com has the answers to your heat storage dilemma. Don't get stuck in the cold. FortressClothing.com. You'll never be cold again.
Your liver can be full of fatty deposits, built-up toxins, and even dangerous objects known as liver stones. We worked with the top developers in the field of detox to take tried and true herbs and other compounds known to safely cleanse the liver and fuse it with the latest research and technological development on concentrating these ingredients to give you the maximum effect. Liver Shield is the only liver support product on the market that uses a patented Spigerex blend of powerful organic herbs that support detoxification. And when you visit InfoWarsLife.com, see the instructional video on how to do a 6-day liver detox. This isn't a game, and let me tell you, the results are dramatic. Liver Shield is totally organic and made of the safest high-quality herbs. But that said, you need to consult your physician before you do the full detox. Liver Shield can also be used daily by itself for overall upkeep of the liver. Secure your Liver Shield today exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com for the lowest price available. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
Atmospheric aluminum, mercury exposure, estrogen toxins from plastics, microwaves from cell phones and smart meters, and low-quality foods all combine to create conditions for the very high incidence of disease in our society. Now more than ever, we all need to be consuming those foods and herbs that epigenetically signal the cells of our body to produce energy, create proteins, and detoxify. When we properly support our bodies, then even in these toxic times, we can promote and achieve excellent health. One World Way is the first energetically encoded whey protein food derived from Amish pastured cows on the U.S. market. After 3.5 years, we've heard miracles occur for so many people. One World Whey has a track record of promoting detoxification, improvement in elimination, and improvements in energy, skin quality, and elimination of inflammation. One World Whey is formulated to mirror the macronutrient ratios found in mother's milk. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Lefty too. He only did what he had to do, and now he's grown old.
living on the road, my friend, was gonna keep you free and clean.
1-800-259-9231.
Breath as hard as carrots.
800-259-9231.
Mama's only boy.
That's the toll-free number to join us. We'll take your calls in the next 30 minutes of the hour. Then former Congressman Ron Paul joins us yet again. He's been coming on for 20 years.
Sank into your dream.
This has got to be the best Willie Nelson song.
Poncho was a bandit.
Got Merle Haggard as well.
His horse was fast as Carl is steel.
Van Zandt song.
Outside
of the great Texan.
For all the honest world feels.
Poncho met his match,
Poncho
you know.
His match, you know.
On the deserts down in Mexico. All right, got to shut it off. It's hard to do. Ooh, but that's the way it goes.
Oh, but that's the way it goes.
I got to cover this coming up in the next hour, but not because it's about me, but because it shows enemy operations. And it shows people preying on their audiences, preying on their viewers and listeners with hateful conceit and just twisted bad will. Bill Maher put Infowars.com up during his news segment and put a fake headline on it saying that cancer is good for you and that it's a conspiracy that cancer is bad for you. Now, this isn't even really subliminal. We've caught HBO, we've caught CNN, Fox News, Comedy Central doing similar things where they'll flash up my name and say pedophile, or flash up my image and say sex predator. I mean, this is hardcore warfare. This is the CIA taking the gloves off. Remember, Comedy Central show chides InfoWars with clone website that says Michael Jackson lives in a mansion on a space station with Richard Branson. And that's not as bad as O'Reilly saying, we're going to fight sex predators and restrict the internet freedom, and it shows a picture of me. I mean, I'm not a sex offender. I've never been charged with anything. I could win a lawsuit against News Corp. But they don't care. But you know what? We're going to expose you, and that's what matters. But now Bill Maher, HBO's done it again. They actually put Infowars.com and then have it say on the screen, cancer bad for you or government hoax? And he's going through news pieces, some real, some not here. This is beyond yellow journalism. All right, I'm going to stop right there. Folks, we're reaching hundreds of millions of people every few months. That's why the enemy's coming after us. You need to keep spreading the word about the broadcast. Tell more people about it. Support our local sponsors and buy the products, because we've got audience, but funding we need for more reporters, more writers, legal, you name it, we're under attack. We need your prayers, more importantly. We got 25% off Rainforest. Go read the reviews. It is, from our research, and what I believe to be the ultimate brain pill. It's got stuff that's prescription in Europe. I mean, you want pick-me-up that is the real deal and focused thinking. The problem is it does make me more aggressive, but I'm just naturally aggressive. It kind of magnifies my personality, and I did take one this morning. I don't take it every day, and I'm bouncing off the walls. Supermel Vitality's back in stock. You want to get blown away, check it out for yourself. And the purchase funds the operation. They're coming after us. Don't you see that? Because we are on them. We are hurting them. We're going to go on exposing them. But we need your support. 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139. InfoWarsLive.com or InfoWarsStore.com. The new special. Take advantage of it. 1 week only. 25% off Rainforce. Do it now. We need your support. Commit to the fight. Come in for the big win. Join us in the fight. We need the war funding. We're committed. Are you? Alex Jones here. InfoWarsStore.com is now partnering with the top-of-the-line store.